Did you hear about it? Everybody's been talking about it. It's the big news. It's coming. This last week, I heard so many people talking about the big April snowstorm. We got one last year too, right? And it really dumped on us pretty heavy. What was it going to be like this week? Everybody seemed like was checking the forecast. What percentage of it will be snow? What percentage will be rain? How cold will it be? How windy will it be? Yet today we're going to be talking about another forecast. And it's not just 50% chance. It's not just a 70% chance. It's 100% chance. The forecast calls for praise. We hop on a jet stream over to Jerusalem, and we can hear the crowds shouting, so many people, loud praise. So many of the Jews came to Jerusalem for the Passover. This was one of the three annual festivals that God commanded his people. You must all appear before me in Jerusalem and celebrate the Passover. Yet when the people got to Jerusalem, they heard about Jesus of Nazareth, who had raised Lazarus from the dead. And Jesus had done other things too. He had opened the eyes of the blind. He had caused the lame to walk. He had healed the sick. He had driven out demons. And all of these crowds of people, they accompanied Jesus on the final stretch toward Jerusalem. As they were descending down the rather steep hill coming down from the Mount of Olives, and then they would have to come back up again to get into Jerusalem, the crowd's shouts and their praise ascended higher and higher for all the miracles that they had seen and heard. Glory to God in the highest, peace in heaven. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Loud shouts, happy hosannas, huge praise. But there were some that day who were trying to rain on the praise parade, the Pharisees. Teacher, rebuke your disciples. After all, if all these people are praising you, who's going to be throwing us our fancy banquets? Who's going to save our special reserved pews at the synagogue? Who's going to greet us in the marketplace with all kinds of honor? Jesus, quiet these people down, will you? Jesus said, if these people keep quiet, the stones will cry out. Does that make you wonder, how could stones praise God? Well, actually, all creation praises God simply by existing and by carrying out the function for which God created it. As the sun shines, as the rain falls down from the clouds, as the land brings forth vegetation, it declares the glory of God. Now, I don't know if those stones would have formed a face and opened their mouths and shouted Hosanna, but Jesus' point sounds out crystal clear. There will be praise. 100% chance. Yet today, as you and I walk alongside those crowds next to Jesus, escorting him into Jerusalem, the question needs to be asked, are we among the praisers? Do we praise the Lord every day for creating us and this world that we live in? For providing all that we need for body and life? Do we praise the Lord for buying us back with the blood of his Son? For bringing us into his family through the washing with water, through the word, and for providing spiritual blessings for us day in and day out? Do we praise the Lord unashamedly, regardless of what other people might think? Do we regularly join with larger crowds of disciples to shout praises to Jesus? Do we praise Jesus joyfully, or is it all too often half-heartedly, or thoughtlessly, or reluctantly? There's 100% chance of praise, but the question is, are you and I among them praising the Lord? Because this King will receive praise, but for all those who refrain from praise, for all the adversaries of acclamations for Jesus, for all those who are indifferent toward adoring him, when the King comes again, there will be no rejoicing for them, only terror weeping and gnashing of teeth. But today, Jesus, your Lord, your Palm Sunday King, invites you to join the crowds, to march along with the disciples, to shout happy praises to him, to join with millions of others who have praised their Palm Sunday King down through the centuries because he came into Jerusalem to fulfill all of God's promises. He came just as God said he would. He came as a king. He would set up an eternal throne, the Son of David. He would come bringing peace in heaven, bringing peace between us and heaven, come to save us, his people. He would come as the expression of God's glory. The big deal, the most important and significant and pivotal event of all time, where God took the sins of the world and carried them to the cross and conquered our death. Jesus invites you to praise him this week, whether it's rain or shine, whether it's cloudy or clear, whether it's warm or cool, as we review this week Christ's supper and his sufferings, his covenant and his cross, his redemption and his resurrection, Jesus invites your praise. Blessed is he, the King, who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Amen. Please stand.